In our study of salvation, let's look at the subject of repentance today. And let's look at Luke chapter 3, beginning in the middle of verse 2. It says, "The word of God came unto John the Baptist, the son of Zacharias, in the wilderness. He came into all the country about Jordan, preaching the baptism of repentance for the remission of sin." And I call the baptism of repentance the bulldozer of salvation. Because what it's supposed to do, it says it's written in the book of Isaiah the prophet, saying, "The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his path straight." What a blessed truth that there's one crying out, make the path of the Lord straight. And here's the description of what repentance really is. "Every valley shall be filled, and every mountain and hill shall be brought low. The crooked shall be made straight, the rough ways shall be made smooth." So we see that salvation or repentance is a complete work, you know. It is the bulldozer of salvation. So there are mountains of addictions in our lives before we're saved. There's addictions, and those things look like mountains. They look insurmountable. But you know, something about repentance, metanoia, changing of our mind, turns that insurmountable addiction into it says it's brought low. The hills shall be brought low. The crooked shall be made straight. So there are hills of indulgences, you know. There are things that are, maybe they're not an addiction yet, but they sure are an indulgence, and it's a hill. It's something that looms up between God, between the Lord, and the one who needs to be saved. But see, repentance, as you change your mind, you turn from those things, it's brought low. The crooked ways of sin are made straight, and the rough paths of a sin-filled life, the bulldozer of repentance, that change of direction, that change of mind, it turns those things into, there. So instead of a mountain of addiction, there's a glorious freedom from addiction. If you repent, if you change your mind, you're no longer gripped by the power, by the influence of that addiction. God comes and breaks that addiction in cooperation with the repentance that we undergo. The addiction becomes a glorious freedom. Self-concern fades away into compassion, you know. The old man is full of hills of indulgence and crooked ways of sin, but these things fade away and become compassion. The new man becomes upright, humble, gentle, joyful, calm, peaceful. That's the difference. And it says here then in the scriptures in Luke 3:6, it says, "All flesh shall see the salvation of God." Hallelujah. They see, you know, it's interesting. Salvation is actually a visible thing. It's a visible thing because the one who undergoes salvation now becomes a walking billboard. It's like wearing a sandwich board saying, no, it's way better than that. Anybody can wear a sandwich board on them that says, you know, hey, go eat at Joe's, but this here is go drink at the fountain of life, you know. Go repent of your sin, and you too can walk in newness of life. And isn't that a glorious thing? "Then said he," John, "to the multitude that came forth to be baptized of him." So they wanted to be saved, you know. And he said, "O generation of vipers, who hath warned you to flee from the wrath to come?" They knew they were fleeing merely from the wrath to come. They were still trying to protect their hides to cover their rear ends, as it were. You know, they wanted to be saved from the wrath, but it was a selfish motive. It wasn't that they wanted to become compassionate, that they wanted to become like Christ. They merely wanted to flee from the wrath. And so he said, "You bring forth fruit worthy for repentance." And so I'd like to consider that. That's the preparation for the Lord, is the fruit worthy to repentance. Consider these words written by Menno Simons many years ago. "True evangelical faith is of such a nature," this is the representation of what what repentance really does to a person's life. True evangelical faith is of such a nature that it cannot lie dormant, but manifests itself in all righteousness and works of love. It dies unto the flesh and blood. It destroys all forbidden lusts and desires. It seeks and serves and fears God. It clothes the naked. It feeds the hungry. It comforts the sorrowful. It shelters the destitute. It aids and consoles the sad. It returns good for evil. It serves those that harm it. It prays for those that persecute it, teaches, admonishes, and reproves with the word of the Lord. It seeks that which is lost. It binds up that which is wounded. It heals that which is diseased and saves that which is sound. It has become all things to all men. The persecution, suffering, and anguish which befalls it for the sake of the Lord is to it a glorious joy and consolation. All those who have such a faith that yearns to walk in the commandments of the Lord, to do the will of the Lord, these press on to all righteousness, love, and obedience. These prove that the word and the will of our beloved Lord Jesus Christ is true wisdom, truth, and love, is unchangeable and immutable until Christ Jesus shall come again in the clouds of heaven at the judgment day. So, beloved, have you repented? Have you experienced that true evangelical faith? Have you experienced the bulldozer? Have you truly changed your mind and chosen, I'm not going to go the way I was going, but I want this way. I want this glorious way that Christ has offered. So that's inspiration for us today. Thank you for joining us here at the Fountain of Life. And if you would like to leave us a message, mailbox 99 is a voicemail that you can leave messages in. So God bless you.